Gemara on Daf Nun Tes, Maralos says that a goy's nerag on Eifa Minachai, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. But the Rambam, when he quotes it in Perek Tes from Hilchas Malach, Malach Yud, in the Luch Yud Aleph, V'chein chai v'al Eifa Minachai, v'al Bos Minachai, b'chol shu, shalom nitnu shuim elal Yisrael b'lvad. So what's difficult is that the Rambam in Perek Dalet from Hilchas Machalos Asur says that Bos Minachai is an Isa Trefa, or Bos Basoda Trefa lo sochelu. And a goy is not ner, is not muzu on treifa, so why should he be chayiv on bosim in a chay? And the Rav said that Reb Chaim answered on this that evim in a chay includes bosu gid v'atzomis. It's an isa biria. If you eat the evim in a chay, even if it's not a shear, your soul is chayiv, and on this case, chayiv malchus because it's biria. But by ben noyach, if he eats bosom in a chai, it's considered also, it's a chelek, a chatzishir, of the Isa Evim in a chai, and he would be chai for that. And the Rav told the story that that Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanson, the order of the Sholem Meshiv wanted to give skama to the sefer of the first Yisrael or Torah from Yisrael Satanova. That once they tell the story that the Shagas Aryeh was passing by his city in Satanov. And he writes, "Sahikis havi hachai biyom hashalek." And so, what does that mean? So the Rav said that he heard from his father, who heard from Reb Chaim, that you saw Satanova asked the kasha to the Shagas Aryeh. Namely, this was what the kasha about. Since according to Ram Treif is only Bas Menachai and Isa Treifa, why is a guy never gone that? And the Shagas Aryeh didn't have an answer. It was Yiblaibu L'Tzorech Iyun. And he said, that's the story. On that day, when he passed by, on a snowy day, so he asked the Shagas Aryeh this question, and the Shagas Aryeh didn't have an answer. Yiblaibu L'Tzorech Iyun. So it means, Yikis is a Avi Hachai, namely the Shagas Aryeh, Biyom HaSheleg, on that day when it was snowing.